We began this hour with Guillaume Machaut's Kyrie One, a 14th century piece arranged and played by the Kronos Quartet. This is Ancient and Modern, WNHN's alt-classical program with Fred Portnoy here on WNHN LP 94.7 FM and WNHNFM.org. Later we'll have music by Louis Anderson. In 1941, in Stalag 8A, prisoner of war, French resistance fighter Olivier Messiaen had available to him a violinist, a cellist, a clarinetist, and himself to play piano. In the preface to the score that Messiaen composed to be played by this group, he wrote this quote from Revelations: "I saw a mighty angel descending from heaven, clad in mist, having around his head a rainbow. His face was like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire. He placed his right foot on the sea, his left on the earth, and standing thus on the sea and the earth, he lifted his hand toward heaven and swore, by him who liveth forever and ever, saying, there shall be time no longer. But at the day of the trumpet of the seventh angel, the mystery of God shall be consummated. And thus was born Quatuor pour la fin du temps, or the quartet for the end of time."
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the quartet Tashi playing Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time on Ancient and Modern, music outside the mainstream here on WNHN in Concord, New Hampshire, and everywhere in stereo online at WNHNFM.org, on TuneIn, Radio Garden, Radio.net. Lacrimosa from 1991 by Louis Anderson is based on verse 18 from the Dies Irae.
Thank you.
Louis Anderson's Lacrimosa was arranged by Jeff Chambers for the post-haste Reed duo. Earlier this hour, we heard Kyrie 1 by Guillaume Machaut and the Quartet for the End of Time by Olivier Messiaen. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy. And stay tuned for Bluegrass here on WNHN.